ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.
Good to have you on board on Breakfast today. Well, you might have heard in the news, the streets of Hong Kong are far more raucous and uncomfortable, insecure really, than the streets of your locale in Canberra. The Australian government is warning Australians preparing to travel to Hong Kong, a symptom of the worsening protests in the former British colony. At the core of this increasingly violent and volatile protest is a bill to allow extraditions to the mainland, which those against it see as undermining the judicial independence of the Chinese territory. Such is the strength of this feeling that a form of protest has reached Canberra. A pedestrian tunnel at the Australian National University has become the centre for the differing views of those on campus, with foreign students expressing their thoughts on both sides of this equation. William C works on campus. He has family in Hong Kong, and he's kindly dropped by Breakfast today to tell us his perspective. William, thank you for your time. First of all, how much does this hit home and heart for you?
Yeah, it's hitting home quite hard. I have family obviously here, as well as a lot of extended family in Hong Kong. They work in cross-border jobs. They're in blue-collar work as well as white-collar work. They're in the public sector as well as private. So they do have a range of perspectives and impacts to their lives at the moment.
What is it doing to the way Hong Kong citizens identify with their home, also with China, and how fractured is that identity becoming?
It is definitely becoming a lot more divisive with the recent protests, more so than I think they've ever seen before. With the recent developments this past week in particular, it's become quite violent. So it's impacting their lives, you know, going to work, going home, public transport's no longer safe. And so their daily lives are being impacted quite significantly. It's also obviously then brought in the debate at home and impacting the considerations for, you know, my cousins who have cross-border jobs, so they work predominantly in China but live in Hong Kong. Yeah. And so they have to balance, you know, what is the outcome for them. And they, I guess they express quite pragmatic, if I can put it that way, points of view that the Chinese government has always said that the one government, two systems regime will be going for 50 years. So that's coming up in 2047, so it's coming up. So I guess a lot of the older generation have a perspective that this is coming anyway. We will fall under the same regime anyway. So what's the point of protesting?
So we'll get to that, maybe those generational differences and ideological differences soon. But you mentioned the protest and the sentiment on both sides has come here to Canberra. Tell us about this tunnel at the ANU, where a variety of messages have been posted by expats, by citizens of Hong Kong and China.
Yeah, I think this is a replication of a lot of what's happening also in Hong Kong. Protesters are using post-it notes in tunnels, in the subway and in other public infrastructure spaces. And that is now in one of these spaces at the Australian National University. And you can see on the walls different perspectives being expressed in Chinese and in English. And interestingly, the Hong Kong sentiment are on the post-it notes, short phrases replicating what I see on the placards in Hong Kong. So strength to Hong Kong democracy, pushing, reminding people of the one country, two system. Whereas on the other hand, there's also information on the boards reminding Chinese students that they are of Chinese origin, reminding students that they represent their home country, and reminding students to not be swayed by foreign influences.
There's some pretty strong undertones to some of those messages. Mm. It's hard to, I'm sure, get an overall count of all the post-it notes in this ANU tunnel, but what's your rough thoughts on how pro versus anti-democracy in Hong Kong these messages are?
From my memory and from some looking at some of the photos that I've taken, I think that the pro-democracy side of things are probably a bit more prominent, in that they're probably being expressed by a broader group of people. So it could be Hong Kong students, students from Taiwan as well as local students. Mm. Whereas the pro-China posters are a lot more organized, a lot more prominent. They're more in A4 sizes than the post-it notes. and they are the similar to the propaganda images. They include some of those propaganda images, the red flags, the Chinese man holding the red flag. Those kinds of images are there as well.
William C is our guest on Breakfast. Adam Shirley and Adrian Francis with you as well. William is based at the Australian National University. He has many family based in Hong Kong and has a very close connection to, well, the flashpoint of democracy demonstrations that are ongoing in Hong Kong at the moment.
And Adam and William, I'm just looking at some images of these tunnels with the post-it notes at ANU. What looks to be hundreds or even perhaps thousands of yellow and green post-it notes containing messages with the following kinds of slogans. One country, two systems, 50 years remain unchanged. No retraction, no retreat. Let's fight for democracy. Five demands, free democracy now. Honkies add oil! Has the scale of this surprised you, William?
It certainly has. For protests in the past in Hong Kong, they've always occurred over certain days or weeks, and then they've ended. This one has gone on for quite some weeks now, months. And it doesn't appear to have any signs of slowing. And the protesters in recent days have changed their tact. They've used apps and social media in different ways to avoid detection. And they've spread themselves well across Hong Kong and in Kowloon, in different suburbs even, just to evade police action and to divert their resources. So they are definitely changing the way they're expressing their message.
What's your personal opinion on the extradition bill at the centre of these protests, William?
It definitely has caused a huge amount of uproar in the Hong Kong society. It is a concerning bill in that it does open Hong Kong people to laws that they didn't expect to be exposed to. And certainly the protesters are continuing to protest primarily on the demand that this extradition bill be completely removed from consideration, and that is still a subject of debate.
What's your view on whether the protests are justified?
The protests are becoming violent, and I do fear that the message is being lost because there's now a lot of destruction. Public infrastructure is being damaged, as well as people's lives being impacted in quite negative ways. They can't get to work. They can't take their children to school, things like that. So they're even taking over shopping centres and shops and supermarkets and so on. That's been reported in the local media. So I do fear that the message is being lost.
And how is this activity here in Canberra, the Canberra aspect of the protest, affecting your daily work routine, your life, the conversations in your household, your family?
Yeah, it is being talked about every time we get together. We connect with our family often in Hong Kong, and every time we do, we hear different stories about how it's impacting their jobs and their lives and their personal lives and their even their finances, because it's impacting the Hong Kong economy as well. For those who are in, you know, customer service jobs, as an example, not less customers out on the streets, in shops and so on. So that's impacting us. In recent days, obviously, it's impacting their safety as well, because it's becoming a bit more violent across suburbs. And among us as well as Hong Kong Canberrans, it is a difficult struggle. I think my parents have two different perspectives. My mother is very much pro-Hong Kong democracy as a Hong Konger, whereas my father was born in China and is more influenced by some of the messages that are actually coming from Chinese media. So that's been an interesting debate at the dinner table to help him understand that some of these may not be the full story. So it's been an interesting challenge that I've not experienced in my life.
More than interesting, William, quite tense perhaps at home?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Tough times. Look, we do have a statement that I'd just like to share from the ANU with respect to these significant scale corridors with post-it notes and messages part of the Canberra side of the protests. The university acknowledges ANU students have behaved in a respectful and considerate manner in expressing their views over the past few days, and we thank them for this, reads the ANU statement. We encourage our students to express a wide range of views, but to do so respectfully and peacefully. ANU will not tolerate violence or harassment on campus, and our discipline rule makes our expectations very clear. The potential consequences for students who don't meet these expectations are serious and can include exclusion from the university, Adam.
Let us know if you've seen these messages as well, and perhaps your perspective on this world issue that has come home right here in the ACT, 1300 681 666. William C., I mean, to conclude, is this something that will probably change the face of your home, of that of your relatives, of your family too?
Yeah, I think it will. It's definitely brought a lot more political debate, practicalities, finances, economies, income, as well as jobs, security, as well as the law, all being discussed at dinner table and on phone calls every day.
It's so interesting how broad, how all of life this discussion is, not just about a certain extradition bill, which is the pointy end of it, but really good of you to expand on that and show how it affects life overall for so many people on both sides of that border. Thank you very much for your time today, William.
Thank you.
William C., who calls Canberra home, also a lot of family that he has based in the Hong Kong region, so it does hit home, this issue, no doubt.
ABC Radio Canberra, streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.